Good evening, gentle listeners. Sadly, but inevitably, the death of 29 men at the Pike River mine overwhelmed the news agenda this week. And when the news of the second explosion was released on Wednesday evening, I was doing final edits on a piece harshly critical of the disaster porn being served up by some sections of the media and what it said about the culture we live in. There's still a time and place for all that to be said, but not now, and most definitely not here. But what else can I say that isn't an impertinent presumption on the grief of a community, families for whom these men aren't pictures on a screen or names in smeary newsprint? All I can offer, gentle listeners, is a poem written almost half a century ago and half a world away by Philip Larkin. On the day of the explosion, shadows pointed towards the pit head. In the sun, the slag heap slept. Down the lane came men in pit boots, coughing oath-edged talk and pipe smoke, shouldering off for freshened silence. One chased after rabbits, lost them, came back with a nest of lark's eggs, showed them, lodged them in the grasses. So they passed in beards and moleskins, fathers, brothers, nicknames, laughter, through the tall gate standing open. At noon there came a tremor, cows stopped chewing for a second, sun, scarfed as in a heat haze, dimmed. The dead go on before us, they are sitting in God's house in comfort, we shall see them face to face. Plain as lettering in the chapels, it was said, and for a second wives saw men of the explosion. Larger than in life they managed, gold as on a coin, or walking somehow from the sun towards them, one showing the eggs unbroken. Now you may ask, what use are fancy words in the face of a tragedy like this? As Larkin's near-contemporary W.H. Auden noted, all the fine poems he wrote in the 1930s, some of the best ever written in the English language in my opinion, didn't save a single life or shorten the Second World War by a second. And Auden's right. But Larkin's unsentimental empathy, the act of human connection from a university librarian to people and experience so foreign from his own, reminds us that we may be born alone and die alone, but our dreams and sorrows, the ordinary moments and small moments of grace, are shared alike.